Hi, welcome to What I'm Looking At, the podcast about what I'm looking at. And who knows why you listen to this podcast? Do you listen because you're the only one in the house and you would like a friend? Are you listening because you're trying to relax? Are you listening because it helps you to fall asleep, to hear someone describing what something looks like? Well, whatever the reason you're listening, I hope that this podcast fulfills its sacred role in your life. Today, I'm looking at something new in my life. I don't know about you, but I wear a mouth guard when I sleep almost every night. Sometimes I don't. But normally, I wear my mouth guard because I have the kind of anxiety that not only comes to me during the daytime, but also comes to me in my sleep. And it expresses itself by making my teeth clench together in a death grip, and that causes my enamel to get worn down where I'm clamping from the pressure and the sheer force of my jaw. And then when I wake up in the morning, when I open my mouth, it's like prying open a can of baked beans or something. You know, sometimes when you, those kind of cans that have the little pull tab where you don't have to use a can opener with, you pull it open with some, it's not impossible, obviously, it's pretty easy to open, but it takes a little force. That's what my jaw is like in the morning if I don't wear my mouth guard sometimes. Why am I telling you this? Because I bought this item that I'm looking at in order to use it in conjunction with my mouth guard. They are mouthwash tablets. And when I take my mouth guard out in the morning, I like to leave it to soak in something like a cleaning solution because of obvious reasons. And then at night, I take it out and I brush it with my toothbrush as well. And then after I brush my teeth and floss my teeth, I put my clean mouth guard in my mouth. Because the mouth guard is made of plastic, and plastic absorbs things. So anyway, I like to soak my mouth guard. And to be honest, I can't remember what was recommended by the dentist. I think I'm actually not supposed to soak my mouth guard in mouthwash, but that might be because wow, I'm having a moment with my speaking. Most mouthwashes have alcohol present involved, and maybe the alcohol is too strong and acidic or something for the plastic, not good for it. Also not supposed to use any abrasive toothpaste with little chunks in it, little beads. But I think this stuff is gentle enough that it doesn't hurt the mouth guard. And I normally use another kind, but I've just purchased this new kind. It's interesting. It's mouthwash tablets. It comes in a glass bottle with a metal lid, and you know I'm going to be reusing it. It's a pretty cute bottle, very nice size. It's got plenty of product in it, but it's not big enough that it's annoying to travel with or anything, and I can put the tablets in an even smaller container if I'd want. But all you do with the tablet is you just put it in some water and it fizzes up and dissolves like like Alka-Seltzer. And I just really like them. I'm happy that I discovered them. I like that there's no plastic. And I'm gonna tell you what it looks like. First of all, here's what they sound like. It can double as a shaker when I'm making music. By the way, thank you to all my patrons. I super appreciate you every single month, every single day. I appreciate you. Thank you for being there for me. Thank you for being at my live stream at 6 o'clock in the morning, my time. That was very enjoyable. Thank you. And if you would like to check out my Patreon page, it's just patreon.com/EmilyCross. And without further talking about anything else, let's get into this product. The bottle of these tablets is about 2.5 inches tall by 1.5 inches. If it was a 2D image, last week I said 3D when I was talking about the apple, and I meant 2D. I'm sure you picked up on that, or maybe you didn't. But it's, yeah, 2.5 by 1.5 inches, so it's a pretty small bottle. And as I said, it's glass with a metal screw lid. The glass is just a clear glass, and the metal is a kind of a brushed metal. It's silver, and it's just a thin kind of screw-on lid, and I don't think it's painted. I think it's just the color of the metal. It's a matte metal, very smooth. It's got around the edge, it's got some grippy grooves, groovy grips for unscrewing the lid. Just some extra assistance there. And then through the bottle, I see the actual tablets. And they're about 1/2 inch circles. They're pretty cute. They're thin. Not wafer thin, but what can I compare it to? I don't know. It just looks like a little circular tab. And these ones that I bought, they're in the flavor eucalyptus, and they're red, which is kind of surprising. I don't know why that's surprising to me. I guess because if I think of eucalyptus, I think green. But maybe they had, I'm sure they had other green flavors that made more sense to be green, like mint. And the red of the tablets is a kind of muted red. It's muted pinky red, actually. Yeah, pinkish red. It looks chalky. And I wonder how many of these tabs there are inside. Does it say? I'm not sure. It says, if I were to guess, if these were sitting on a desk of the dentist office, and there was a sign that said, can you guess how many mouthwash tabs are in this jar, and you win a prize, you win a free toothbrush, I would guess there's about 100 in here. It's full. I have to say, I'm pretty impressed by the amount product in here, because you know when you buy a product and it's not full to the top, and they can get away with that because a lot of products do that. You know, I'm thinking about like chips in a chip bag. That thing is only half full at best. So you know this brand didn't really have to fill all the way to the top, but it's all the way to the top. And, oh, I didn't describe the shape of this bottle. It's kind of rectangly with rounded edges. So it's got a slight neck to it, and then it goes out. It looks kind of old-timey. I mean, it doesn't look old-timey. It just looks classic. It's a classic bottle jar. It's not a bottle, but it's a tub jar. It's a jar shape. I wonder what I'll put in here after. Probably something like, if I ever make my own miso paste, I would put it in here. Or if I figured out how to make my own deodorant, it might be good in here. No, I probably won't do that though. Anyway, that's the shape of the jar. Now let's go on to the label. The label's paper. It's matte paper. It's not a plasticky label. And the brand is called, okay, I'm not sure how to say this, so I'm going to spell it first. GEORGANICS. So it might be Georganics. 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 It's probably not Georganics or Georganics. So I'm going to go with Georganics. It's probably also not Georganics. So let's go with Georganics. The font that the brand is in is a unique font, I would say. It's all lowercase, including the first G. The G is probably the most interesting letter in this font. It's a circle for the main first circle part of the G. And then, you know, the part of a G that goes down in a kind of hook. Well, this hook is more of a backwards C or the lower half of an S. It's certainly got some personality, but it is a sans serif font. It's plain despite having some personality. So that's in red on a white background. Also on a white background, but in a kind of gray font, all caps, it says mouthwash tablets. This is I think the same font, because what I'm about to read is definitely in the same font, I think, as the Georganics. Now, this is not in all caps. It says, natural mouth and breath freshener with sodium bicarbonate and menthol. Sodium bicarbonate. I think what's happening is my brain is moving quickly, and so my mouth isn't keeping up. It's very minimal looking. The font is really small. I think, and it's very kind of faint, but it's not worn. It's definitely a decision that they made for it to be understated. The natural mouth and breath freshener with sodium bicarbonate and menthol part is lowercase except for the first letter of the each word, which is interesting when they do that. And then the only other thing it says on the front here is the flavor, which is eucalyptus, and that's in all caps, and that's in red. I'm not actually sure if it's all the same font, but it seems like it is. It seems like the all caps is the all caps version of the lowercase. But I'm not sure. There's a border going around the base of the label, only on the bottom, and it's kind of a floral motif. It's actually more like foliage. I think it's supposed to be eucalyptus. It's red with white ink, I mean relief, white negative space really, but the white is doing the illustrating. And it's just a nice pattern all the way around, except there is some text. I'm going to turn this jar to my clockwise, and read what's right here. Up top, it says in some kind of typewriter font, made in Britain, 180 tablets, 2 fluid ounces. Wow, so, oh, sorry, 2.11 fluid ounces. It's very faint and hard to read. Wow, 180. I was pretty off. Wouldn't have won the free toothbrush, I don't think. Then it says ingredients in all caps in red, the same red that's on the other parts of the label. The only colors that are on this label are white, which is the background color of the label, this light gray, and then the red. Ingredients: sodium bicarbonate, tartanic acid, citric acid, eucalyptus globulus leaf, oil, sodium benzoate, colorings, menthol, thymol, limonene, and then there's some carrots and some stars, and not carrots like C-A-R-R-O-T, but you know, the little uppy arrows, organic and natural. So some of them have both natural and organic, and some just have natural. Then we have a kind of batch number, I think, again in some typewritery font, 2358300720. And then on the border, on the bottom border where it's red, it says georganics.com. And then it has one of those lid symbol things notifying me how long this is going to stay good. And honestly, I cannot even read that. It's so small. 12 months. So this will last me a year, which it won't. It won't last me a year. All right, rotating it further. Directions in red, all caps, now in gray. Dissolve 1 tablet in 20 milliliters of water. Gargle for 30 seconds, then spit out for external use only. And again, that part is in gray, lowercase. And then made by, in all caps, in red, Georganics Limited, Unit 3-4, Hooklands Farm, Barnes, Lewis Road, Haywards Heath, RH177NG. And that part is in the gray and lowercase. And now we're back at the bottom of the label on the border. Free from fluoride, glycerin, SLS. And I'm rotating it a little further, and we have a kind of graphic element. And it's coming down from the top of the label, it's a red shape, and it's like half of an almond, pretty much, just the shape of an almond. It's not supposed to be an almond. And there's a little logo. I'm not sure if this is the official Georganics logo, but it seems like it would be. It's a logo of a little leaf, a stylized leaf. It's definitely not realistic. It's a kind of sharp oval, an oval with a point, and then it looks kind of like a bird foot inside. It's like a line with two other lines coming out, but all combined, it looks like a leaf. A cute little ovaly leaf. And that's in white, in the negative space of white. And then on the bottom of this glass jar, it says 864-6011. And that is the whole thing. I like this product because it's not overpowering. It does taste pretty good. And when I put it in the water, it turns bright pink. And that's just fun for me to look at sometimes. Well, that was Jorganics mouthwash tablets in eucalyptus flavor. I hope you enjoyed hearing about it. These are, if you're thinking about buying them, a little more expensive than maybe a normal thing of mouthwash, but you have to consider that it's all natural and it's in glass and it's tablets which travel really well. And I think it might last longer than a normal, ordinary bottle of mouthwash. It'd be funny if mouthwash came in cans, though. So, yeah, I recommend it if you want to try something new. And let me know if you tried different flavors. You can email me at whatimlookingatpodcast@gmail.com. If you want, you can submit an image of the month, a vision of the month, and or you can go on my Anchor page, which I'm going to link down below, and leave me a message of what you're looking at, and I'll put it at the top of the episode. Look at anything. Just send me a message and tell me what you're looking at in the moment. All right, everybody, thank you so much for joining me today, and I will talk to you next week.